Welcome to the Launch Button Podcast, where we allot the secrets of successful entrepreneurs and real estate investors who found the courage to hit the launch button and take control of their destiny. Join me, Hugh Zaretsky, bestselling author, seasoned real estate investor, and serial entrepreneur, as we dive deep into inspiring stories and invaluable lessons that will empower you to break free from the ordinary and pursue your true passions. Are you feeling trapped in a job that drains your passion and leaves you yearning for more? Are you ready to accelerate your business and or real estate investing to take it to the next level? It's time to ignite your dreams and embrace the limitless possibilities that life has to offer. Get ready to launch into the life you've always desired by pressing the launch button. All right, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the Launch Button Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about an amazing event we just got back from. My voice is a little crackly. I apologize for that, but we were just at this event. It was 24, 36 hours hanging out with a bunch of men to talk about some of the things going on. It was actually called Men in the Arena. For those of you guys on the YouTube channel, you can see, right? This is one of the awards I was given from a past organization about the Warrior Code and the Warrior Shield right there to be able to go ahead and do that. You can also see an axe behind me there. That's another award for being able to help defend and support our community of investors, our community of men, our community of women, our children, at all the different events. So when we talk about one of the biggest things going on in the world right now is men not having a safe space to share, men not having a safe space to be able to let their feelings out, be able to have the support and know other people have their back, and they're not going to the warrior stab them in the back, right? And that's a very precious thing in today's world, no matter what background you are, men, women, whatever it happens to be. We're just going to talk about a couple things because this is one of the trends out there and it needs to be supported. Luckily, Dan Fleischman had this idea. You guys know Dan from his Money Monday podcast, from all the different investments he does. He is an angel investor, speaks on stages with the Aspire Tour. He helps run that tour. And now there's the Man in the Arena Tour. And this was the first one ever. We got an opportunity to be there thanks to Dr. Greg Kimball for inviting us and, you know, bringing us all together for that event. We had about 30 people from our TFP community. Guys, head out there for that event, along with some of my longtime real estate investors, longtime friends, coming along for that journey. And he partnered with Garrett White, who's for over 13 years has been on this mission of helping men, right? To be able to go ahead and do that. Because there is a pandemic out there of men. You know, and women complain about this sometimes, not standing up, not doing those things, but also men just not knowing what to do in today's world with all the politics, all the different things going on, how they should act, how they shouldn't act, those types of things. And being that really to get to the core so that people stop lying to themselves and really start taking the actions that they need. And that's the whole point of this event. But it's really great to see them. And it kicks it off in Salt Lake City out there at the Maverick Center. I know the next one will be in Miami. So stay tuned to this podcast. We'll let you know when the tickets are released for that and what's going on with there. But as Garrett came out and he was talking about teaching us about the weapons that we need to be able to use in the right direction and not for destruction, but for good. And that's really one of the biggest things as we talk about this coming off of there. And sometimes we need to, you know, die and be reborn so that we can go ahead and move forward. And, you know, when we talk about the personal growth space and, you know, I've been in this for a while and now we're diving super deep with different organizations, different things, but really focusing on that, you know, we got to let go of the bad habits that have been holding us back from success. So you want to make sure that you're getting yourselves plugged in there. And sometimes we got to start in the darkness and then we've got to come out of it so we're no longer hiding. Yes, nobody's perfect. Everybody's going to make mistakes, but you got to be able to forgive yourself and move forward. And that's really hard for a lot of men, because they harbor onto the things that have happened in the past. They won't let them go, and they keep beating themselves up in silence. And we've got to do that. And women, you got to just support them and be their rock, because one of the most important relationships we have is when we get married or with our partner and how we can help each other grow and expand with that. And then they had a couple great guest speakers, Greg Kimball being one. We'll get to that in a minute. But they had Limited from Keaton. And he came out and talking about releasing the monster within us, because that monster's going to help us grow. Now, there's bad monsters and good monsters. We all want to make sure that we focus on the good monsters and the good opportunities that we have to grow and get out there. And a lot of people in today's world are worried about being liked and light, so they hold themselves back from being truly who they are. But it's about actually building trust. Now, light
like we teach in a lot of my trainings and Greg teaches in a lot of his trainings, is that light, you've got to get to light and then go to trust. But if you're just staying doing things just to be light and just to be light and just to be light, you're never going to be successful in life. And that was a really great message that he had. Like, you've really got to focus on building trust. Do people believe that they can trust you? And not in the good times. Will they trust you when the times are down? Are you going to run to the gaps? Are you going to run to fill things in? When somebody says something bad about your friend, are you going to defend them? And if you're not, then they know when somebody says something bad about me and you're there and you didn't defend your friend when somebody said something bad, guess what I'm going to think you're going to do? You're not going to defend me either. So how is that going to build trust? All right, we've got to have that backbone when it comes to that for the people that we care about and support about, and not allow them to go down that path. So focus on building trust, not light. That was a great message from Keaton on there. And one of the things that we often do as men is we shove things down. And this is one of the things that Garrett brought out over. Like, something happens and we shove it down and we don't want to deal with our feelings and we start to cover it up, and eventually explodes, which is not a good thing. And if we're able to have the hard conversations quicker and sooner, so we're not shoving stuff down, and some women do this as well, right? You shove stuff down, and then it comes out and explodes. And we don't want that to happen to your partners. It's not fair to them. It's not fair to whoever happens to be on doing that. So we want to make sure that you are doing that. And then sometimes when people become successful, they become bored and they start to tear things down. And that truly happened to me. That was one of my big takeaways from the vet. I got bored. I got the highest level in essence, I wasn't the smartest man in the room, but I was right up there. I was one of the top producers on income and everything like that. And full disclosure, right? This is one of my demons that came out. I got bored. I was no longer learning. Because I wasn't really learning, then I started to slack off and I started to, you know, quote unquote, burn things down. I started to not take things as seriously. I started not to drive my business as hard as I could. Started not to do those things because I felt I'd reached that cap, that ceiling. And I couldn't go any further in that organization because that's sort of where we were capped out. Now, it's happened to me in the corporate world, right? When I was director of technology at a very young age, at under the age of 30, it happened there. I saw the writing on the wall. CFO had just changed. And they were looking for a director to replace. And it's easy to replace people that are outside of the main headquarters. And I already survived two or three of those. So it was just a matter of time. The only way to go higher was to move to Seattle, Washington. At that time, I did not want to do that. But one of the guys that flew out was supposed to offer me that opportunity to move to Seattle. And he never did. And I found out later I would have been laid off if I hadn't left. Now, my mistake. Should have just stuck it out and got the severance pay. But whatever, right? We sort of see these things. But oftentimes when we hit the top, and we've been there for a while, then we get complacent and we start to slow things down because we can't go any higher. And that's where entrepreneurism allows you to do that. But even when you're in organizations, whether it's MLM, direct sales, whatever it happens to be, you know, I was the number three income earner for a couple of years in one company. I was up there on the, what they call the pack and the fab. And I sort of hit the top and I saw things going in a different direction. I started to get bored, and because there wasn't an opportunity for that company really to grow to the level that I saw it was being held back by some internal politics. It's being held back by some different things going on. And I was just like, okay, I've got to find another way. And so I sort of stepped back, and then I got bored, and then I got lazy. And so it became a new challenge, finding a new community, finding a new opportunity where we can grow and scale to much higher levels. And right, the Man in the Arena tour that Garrett and Dan have put on have shown that. I mean, their very first event, very first one, right? They had anywhere from 1,200 to 2,000 people there, their very first one. And that's just started. And this was a test event. And they held it in a hockey arena. Where does it go from there, where they start to fill up stadiums, where they start to do those things? So being able to do that. So that was one of my big takeaway from that event, was I got bored. Now I realize what I did, why I did it. I couldn't figure out why I wasn't able to get motivated, but now I've been inspired again, right? Well, working with Dr. Green Kimball, you've seen him on the podcast. You've seen a lot of the team members on the podcast as we're doing this. The fact that he was on the stage and Garrett and Dan had that confidence in him, that confidence to say, hey, we want to take this to the next level and we want you to be a part of that. And he showed that with his talk, right? He came on that stage and he rocked that stage. We had about 30 people there and we were probably the loudest 30. And you heard it in the stadium and in the audience when he did his presentation, as he involved it. And he came with that very positive message about, hey, let's stop those stories in our head. Let's go into the gaps. Let's jump into where we need to fill in. And that's one of the big things that we have. a lot of our members were there. We ended up volunteering. We ended up serving. And that's really what it is. That's where you can make the difference to be able to do that. You know, there are certain things that we need to start doing and other things that we need to stop doing. And that's a very big message for men. Men get in patterns and they like to stay in patterns and sometimes have a hard way to change. And, you know, this analogy hit home as well, was that often, you know, men in life have like 4 crayons and women have like 160 crayons. You know, and sometimes even men, we start to eat our own crayons, right? So we've got these things that we do and we can do them really well, or we can get bored, we can get distracted, we can get taken away from our message. And, you know, women have all these thoughts, all these different things. They can write it different colors and all these things. We just really see like four, I'm not saying that literally, but, you know, we focus in those 4 areas and we're actually pretty simple. And that would allows us to focus and dive deep if we want to dive deep and drive hard if we want to drive hard for that success. So it's about focusing that and not going ahead and eating your crayons as guys and using those 4 colors to create what we want to create. That was another good message from Jerry on there. And then there were some other speakers that came out to go ahead and do that, talk about power statements and giving us frameworks. And this is one of the things, as guys, we often aren't given the frameworks to allow ourselves to find that success and to be there with that. And then Tim Story, another great speaker that was there, talked about don't sit or settle. And I think that's one of the things that people start to do. They start to think they've reached their peak. They've reached where it needs to be. So don't sit, don't settle, and don't cement, right? And when we talk about, he talks about cement, and it's like digging in, right? And no yada, 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 which is the Hebrew word for no, to be able to go ahead and do that. So don't write that down. Don't sit, don't settle, don't cement. Have that flexibility to change. Don't take that break. Continue to push forward. So it was a great message from Tim on there. Then Dan Fleischman came out and talked about how to make money, how to invest money, and then give it away to charity, right? Those are his 3 core things. I'm not going to tell you the rest of his speech. Just got to be at the next event. Got to be at the next Man in the Arena event to be able to go ahead and do that. So we want you to be at that very next Man in the Arena event to support them. It's actually going to be in Miami. Garrett and Dan will be there again. I believe Dr. Greg Kimball is going to be there because he rocked that stage to be able to go ahead and do that. And Greg talked about how to change your life and change your lie. There's a real difference between believing and knowing, right? Believing and knowing that you can be successful. A lot of people believe they can make money. A lot of people believe they're going to be successful, but they don't actually know it. When we actually know things, we get things done. And he used a great analogy. When you were young, you believed in Santa Claus. That was a belief. You knew it was out there. You could do it. A lot of people believe they can make $1 million, right? They believe. But then little thing happens and boom, your dream goes away or your belief goes away. When you know that you should be making $1 million a year, should be making $1 million a month, whatever it happens to be, when you truly know, you start to act that way. You start to act that way. You start to do the things you know you should do. You push through, you fight for it, and you go for it. You start act that way. You believe it, so you're going for it, and you're really taking the actions to drive forward. Because it's deep inside of you, not superficial, not like Santa Claus, where you sort of, you believe it, but it might vanish. And we don't want that to happen to you. So you really need to participate in your life, right? Not contribute, but participate. Play full out. And that's where he talks about going that final percent. Go that final percent for you. Go that final percent for your family. Go that final percent for your dreams so that you can actually achieve them. And that is where we talk about that warrior way, right? Your protection, your shield, and your ability to go for it, just like this statue right here. And so I just wanted to say that because it's that's needed and necessary. Say that again. It's needed and necessary for men to get together to be able to support that. Because there are certain things that you can say to your guy friends that you should not and could say to your women. And that's not a diss. It's just certain things that guys experience that we need to be able to share. And just like women, like we have a Kappa group in our TFP community just for women so that they can go share certain things. Because there's certain things that men just don't understand and that women friends will understand for you and be able to give you
hey, you know, I did this and this happened and this was the result. So maybe try this, you know, and not, and that's one of the great things. We've got guys group, we've got women's group, we've got family groups, and we come together for our totality events. So we support every which way on that. But this men's event was needed and necessary. There are lots of women's events out there. You can go to lots of women's groups. You can go to lots of women's support. There isn't a lot of support for men. So if you want to get plugged into our Gamma group, awesome. You want to come to the next Man in the Arena event, awesome. Reach out, right? Put a comment below. We'll make sure you get hooked up with that. And really get into the circles and participating in your life and going from belief to knowing is going to be huge, right? I know I should be on a big stage. I will be. Versus I believe that's going to happen. So whether it's Dan, whether it's Greg, whether it's Garrett White, find out the information, learn more about the opportunity to get together as men and be able to actually move your life forward. Because one of the realizations for a lot of people was that as men, we've got to take a bit more responsibility in our relationships. We're really good in the business side, but we've got to dive deeper on the relationships that we want to have and that we have to take full responsibility for that and really take that to the next level. And if we do that, everything else will succeed. And community, as Greg says, is a thing that supercharges it. So we've got a community of men to support you. It's going to supercharge everything in your life, a community of women to support you, and the family support all in one place. So that being the case, man, we're coming off that event. I got to get some sleep. We didn't sleep for like 36 hours. We've been flying. We've been going. We've been doing all the things. And we've been getting workouts in between because it's important we keep our vitality going through this whole thing. But it's important you surround yourself with people that you trust. Not like, but that you trust. There are a lot of fake relationships out there. So stop the fake caring. Stop the fake likes. And find the people. Find your tribe. Find the people that are going to support you. Whether it's men, whether it's you need a men's group for men, whether you need a women's group for women, whether you need that whole family support, reach out. We will help guide you and support you on that way. We ran into lots of people that are like, hey, I really like that. How do I get involved? Reach out. And we'll hook you up with the next events coming up, be able to do that. So here's the, right, as we said, find that belief versus knowing. Understand that the cycle from Dan goes how to make money, then learn how to invest money. And then how to give it away to charity, because that's the final part of it. Tim Sawyer says, don't sit, settle, or cement. Garrett talked about not lying to yourself on there and stop shoving stuff down and cover the truth, because that's what we do. That's where we start to create the lies from Garrett White there. And then make sure that we are sharpening our weapons and our tools so that we can protect our families. We can protect our businesses. We can protect our loved ones. To be able to go ahead and do that. So I hope this podcast was helpful for men, for women that love their men, and for your family in overall. I'll see you on the next episode of the podcast. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for joining us on the Launch Button Podcast, your gateway to unlocking your true potential and pursuing your passions. Don't let the journey end here. For more empowering insights, valuable resources, exclusive content, and free giveaways, visit www.thelaunchbuttonpodcast.com. At The Launch Button, we're dedicated to helping you break free from the ordinary and embrace a life filled with purpose and fulfillment. Dive deeper into our episodes, access bonus materials, and connect with like-minded individuals on our website and our private community group. Are you ready to take the next steps towards your dreams? Subscribe to the Launch Button Podcast on your favorite podcast platform and never miss an episode. Remember, the power to transform your life lies within your grasp. Press the Launch Button and soar towards success. For more updates, behind-the-scenes content, and exclusive offers, follow us on social media, join the conversation using hashtag the Launch Button, and share your journey with our vibrant community. Thank you for being a part of the Launch Button family. Together, let's ignite our dreams and embark on this journey together of growth and discovery. Visit www.thelaunchbuttonpodcast.com and let's continue to launch your greatness. See you there.